Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, and we're in Chicago at NeoCon. John, how you doing?
Kemp, good to see you.
Good to see you. Once again, you guys have an amazing space here, and one of the neat things I'm noticing is that in that space where you always kind of push the limit, you've torn the walls down, you've mixed residential with commercial, and you've got a ping pong table in here. Talk a little bit about what you're trying to do with this space.
Okay, thanks, Kemp. I think the big question, the provocative statement that we're trying to make in our showroom this year is to the major company, how are you going to attract and retain the millennials? That's what's happening in the world of office design today. This generation that was born between 1980 and 1995 are coming into the workplace as the baby boomers are beginning to hit the 60s and beginning to move on. And so there's a revolution going on in design in space. And so this showroom is asking that question. And we're trying to demonstrate how modular carpet can enable collaborative, what we call creative nesting spaces. Because we know that these millennials work differently. They like to collaborate. They don't want to sit in the cubicle. They like to get together. They're always involved in technology. They're multitaskers. They work at all weird hours, and they do a lot of interesting things. And so this space is set up intentionally that way. So what you see in a field of a product here we have called RAW, which is a very interesting product, but you see these vignettes or these area rugs where we're highlighting some of our floor brand as that accent area, some of our floor brand unique way to demonstrate the sort of joyful design, which that brand has been built on forever. So we've brought that into this space to hopefully inspire a designer to say, hey, that's exactly what my client is asking. Or maybe give them the confidence to go back and say, you know, there's a war for talent out there. How are you going to attract and retain the millennials?
All right. And for those people that don't know, Floor is the brand name for your residential product. So listen, let me ask you a couple of questions. I don't get a chance to sit with you that much. And your performance has been unbelievable. You guys have restructured some of your debt. And we've been watching, you know, since you're a publicly traded company, that you've been kind of leading and setting the pace in the commercial market. Do you think that this energy we're seeing, the strength in the market, is going to continue through this year?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. We're positive. We feel momentum. We know that corporate America has been down, obviously, has a lot of cash, and we see a solid level of activity across the corporate marketplace, and it varies. I think one of the things that characterizes this market is a lot of diversity. Diversity region to region inside the United States, certainly country to country. And, of course, one of Interface's great differentiated positions is the fact that we're a global company. Half of our sales are outside the United States. And for 30 years, we've been building this business across the globe. And we also see companies, as a result of that, we see these same global companies in this global economy looking for companies like ours that can deliver a value proposition and an offering, whether they're opening an office in India, the U.S., or Thailand, or the U.K. They want to be able to source a company, source its products. So we see that as a real strong positive part of our business today. So, yeah, I think we're definitely positive about the business climate.
Well, and I got to hand it to you. I mean, the fact that you are, like you say, international, so you have diversity there, and you're primarily modular. I mean, I know with the Bentley Prince Street, you have some broad loom, and everybody knows that's the fastest category on the commercial market right now. And you're not, you know, except for the floor product, which is, yeah, it's residential, but it's sold through different channels. It's upscale and it's urbans. It's not as affected by some of the things we're seeing in the residential market. So, you know, congratulations to you and on this performance we're seeing. Let me ask you, you know, we just saw a release the other day where you're expanding your reentry program. Up until recently, or up until we read this release, when you were bringing back, and by the way, you know, when we ask designers out there, tell us who the number one green company is, Interface is still the number one response we get. But a lot of the product you've been bringing back, you've had to bring it all the way to LaGrange, Georgia. But that's changed now with this new expansion on your reentry program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Reentry from the beginning. First of all, reentry is our name for taking back old carpet, separating it into materials that can be used to go back into new product. And that's been vision is articulated by Ray Anderson when he first started to study deeply recycling. One of our environmental responsibility, one of the key components was recycling. And so we've been at this for a while now. As we began to see technology make gains that would allow us to do more economic and efficient methods of recycling, we began to articulate a vision that said it's not just going to be in Georgia, it's going to have to be regionalized. You need to take the recycling where the carpet is instead of bringing the carpet where the recycling is. There's a total environmental life cycle impact of, as you said, moving it from the West Coast, if, for instance, back to Georgia. So the vision has always been to develop centers that could process the material closer to where the carpet is. So that would tell you we need those. We certainly need to be represented on the West Coast. We think we need to be represented in the Northeast. You will see us begin to, and we are evaluating a number of opportunities currently to expand this reentry process. Our goal, to restate it, is to have a product that is completely off oil, meaning we've completely decoupled ourselves from the virgin raw materials and their reliance on the wellhead. So we have to do this. We don't have a choice. This is in our vision. It's who we want to be. The trick is how to do it, how to do it well, and how to make money at it at the same time that you're providing the service. So the announcement that we put out last week is a partnership in Canada. And so we're excited about that. We have a big business in Canada. Canada, in general, is very sensitized to being responsible about materials, to landfill avoidance, and to creating closed-loop recycling. So we've been in discussions with some very smart people there who we're gonna get together with and hopefully do something very, very special that will be able to service that greater Canadian market.
As part of your reentry program, now you take back both commercial and residential, all different fiber types, is that right?
Yes, Kemp, we've been recycling broadloom, we've been recycling commercial broadloom, residential broadloom, modular carpet. We've been doing that now for 5 or 6 years, and there are some differences between it, but we do believe that we have to be able to respond to our customers' need. They don't all have our carpet on the floor. Now, one day we hope that they do. The greatest economic proposition for us, the greatest economics come when we recycle our own interface floor carpet tile. We get high yields, we're able to use the material in the face and the backing, and it absolutely works. Some broadloom works better than other broadloom, and so there are differences. Some fibers, there's a greater aftermarket. So there are a lot of differences, and I think that I would have to put a shout out really to say that you have to get into this and try it. And you make that learning, and then you reinvest and you put your effort towards those things that have the greatest environmental impact and have the greatest economic benefit. And that's how we look at it. But today we recycle most all kinds of carpet.
All right. Another, I think, big announcement that you have at this show is the fact that you're able to produce product now that has zero virgin fiber content. Is that right?
Yeah, we've had a great partnership now for many years with Aquafil. Aquafil is, of course, an Italian company with now a large American foothold there in Cartersville. In 1997, the owner of Aquafil, Giulio Benazzi, attended our global meeting that we had in Hawaii. It was sort of an infamous meeting at the time, but it was the meeting in early 97 where the Seven Front Strategy for interface to become a zero environmental footprint was articulated. Giulio will tell you that he was so inspired at that moment that he said, we're going to change our company's vision to be a sustainable company. And they've been a great partner ever since. And so we've been doing lots of things with them. This technology that you mentioned is a new plant that they have built in Slovenia, which is just north of Italy, that actually turns waste, carpet, fishing nets, apparel, other textiles through an advanced recycling process that is able to give us a post-consumer nylon content. Now, it starts at 25%. The reason we say this is 100% non-virgin is that the other 75% is post-industrial. So there's no virgin nylon in this product. They will begin to ramp this percentage up for us, 25% now, and in a few years it'll go to 60 and then on up to 100 this decade. So we're very excited about that partnership. They've been a great company, and I think it also demonstrates how important your supply chain is. I mean, we can't do this alone. This journey has always been about our partners, both on the supply side and on the customer side, getting together and say we're going to make real meaningful change. And Aquafil really stepped up, and we're proud of them, and they're going to have a meaningful part of our business as a result.
Hi, John. It's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.